Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Thursday, October the 18th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. As always, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with us as we go through God's Word together on tonight. I will be delivering the Word on tonight. And for those of you that have your Bibles and pencils and paper ready, you can write down this topic, which is the message for tonight. Forgive and love those that hurt you just like Jesus. Again, tonight's message title is, forgive and love those that hurt you just like Jesus. Our spiritual food for thought for tonight comes to us saying, good things do come to those that wait, but keep working while you are waiting. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight comes to us saying, good things do come to those that wait, but keep working while you are waiting. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. Well, I do not have any announcements for tonight, so we're going to go right into our music break because I have a lot that I want to discuss on tonight regarding this message topic. Hopefully, we can get through it all on tonight. So that's why I'm not doing any announcements on tonight. And I pray that you have a listening ear to receive the word of God on tonight. But before we do our music break, we're going to go in prayer. We always like to petition God's throne before we go into his word. And I pray that you go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. It is in his name that we come on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a promise keeper. You still watch over your word to perform it in the lives of your saints, even on today. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family. And every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word, forgive us, Heavenly Father, of all of our sins and our transgressions, so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain, but through it all you would be glorified, is our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now, listen of all those that are listening, Heavenly Father, by way of telephone or by way of internet, that may be sick in their minds, spirits, or bodies on tonight. We know that you are the chief physician that never has lost a patient. But we ask you to touch, heal, and deliver your people, Heavenly Father, as only you can. And we know that you promise in your word that you will not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And your word also tells us that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on today. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick in their minds, bodies, and spirits on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ for your glory. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that may be in the loss of loved ones on tonight that have lost loved ones. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love. Let them remember your word, Heavenly Father, that lets us know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your grace, your mercy toward us. We know that we are not worthy of it. We don't deserve it. But we thank you for your mercy and your grace, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us on tonight. Heavenly Father, we even thank you for your traveling grace. We thank you for your peace, your joy, Heavenly Father, that only you can give, that once you give it, Heavenly Father, that the world cannot take it away. And the only way the world can take our joy or peace away from us is that we allow it to be taken from us. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your joy and your peace that only comes from you. So, on now, right now, Heavenly Father, we pray, should there be any listeners on tonight that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, is our heart's desire and prayer that something will be said through your word on tonight. It will prick their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth, even on tonight, and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray now that your word will be received in love on tonight, because we're going to deal with the issue that most people don't like to talk about. But it's according to your word. These are not my words, but these are your word that we're going to give to your people on tonight. So I pray that your word will be received in love, that we can all be better doers of your words and not just hearers only. So we ask now, Lord, that you will move by your spirit over the airways. Move through your Holy Spirit through me. Give me what to say to your people that you would have me to say, and prohibit those things that you would not allow me to say, that they would not be said. That you will be glorified through it all on tonight after this word has gone forth with power, and that your purposes for this message will be adhered to, and that people will be even more better doers of your word. They will become better access to the kingdom of God after hearing this word on tonight, and that we will not be liabilities even after hearing this word. So now, Lord, we ask that you will have your way on tonight. Move by your spirit through this airway on tonight. That you be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I come now also lifting up my father. I lift up my brother-in-law, Ken Jones, my father, James Frank Brown, Sr. I lift up my Bishop James A. Jennings. And not only them, but all those that Heavenly Father that are dealing with surgeries or anything that deals with their bodies, Lord, we know that you are the healer. So we know that, again, that you are still working miracle signs and wonders even on today. So we ask that you will work miracles on tonight in their lives. And most of all, Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that your will be done in each of their lives for your glory and your glory alone. In Jesus' name we pray. And Heavenly Father, we also want to lift up all those that are listening, that those that are faithfully tuning in to this ministry, that you will continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their heart. And, oh God, we just ask that you will move by your Spirit once again through this word on tonight that's going to go forth. And we give you the glory, honor, and praise in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to go right to our music break. And, again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with us as we get ready to go into God's word. Again, I will be delivering the word on tonight. And tonight's message topic is, once again, forgive and love those that hurt you like they did Jesus. Well, we're going to go to our music break right now. I pray that you enjoy the music break. We're going to come right back following this music break, and we're going to get directly into God's word for tonight. Enjoy the music break. Thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, anyhow. Sometimes that's what we have to do as Christians. Say hallelujah, anyhow, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like or what you're going through. We know that God is in control and he has the last word. So we're going to get right into this word on tonight. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. Yes, indeed, you are in tune too. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? On Thursday night, October the 18th, 2018. So we're going to get into this word, and the message title once again is Forgive and Love Those That Hurt You Just Like Jesus. Our main scripture will be coming from Luke chapter 23, verses 34 and 35. Jesus is our perfect example of how to love and forgive. And we've got to remember his words that's found in the book of Luke. Chapter 23, verses 34 and 35, when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment, in other words, his clothes, and they cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them. In other words, they was mocking him, divided him, saying, he saved others, talking about Jesus. He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. We turn around and we can look in the book of Colossians. And all of these scriptures that I'm reading tonight is coming from the King James Version of the Bible. Your Bible may be different, so it will read differently if it's not the King James Version of the Bible. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17 tells each one of us as Christians, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. That's a hard thing for some people to do, that long-suffering. Verse 13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye, or you and me, we should forgive others. And above all these things, put on charity, which means love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Verse number 17 says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him, talking about Jesus. We also find in the book of Ephesians, that's why I asked you to get your pens and paper so you can follow along with us, because I'm going kind of fast because there's a lot that I'd like to get through on tonight. So if you don't get a chance to actually get to the scriptures, you can at least write them down and go back over them later. But we find also in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32, which says to us, we are told, in this chapter and verse. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. I'm going to say that again. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 32, we are told, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. This question arose, how many times should we forgive? That's a good question. The Bible actually goes into detail about how many times that we should forgive others. I think if I'm not mistaken, I don't have that scripture in front of me, but I think it was like 77 times 7 in a day. If it calls for you to forgive somebody that many times, that's what we are supposed to do. 77 times 7 times that we should forgive somebody in just one day if it calls for that. So in other words, Jesus is, again, our perfect example. He forgave those that mocked him, those that were crucifying him, those that criticized his work for the Lord, for the upbuilding of God's kingdom. Anything that he did that was good and right and holy and righteous, Tim Ford. So Jesus, when he was on the cross, even as he was dying on the cross, remember his words. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus never said that this would be easy for any of us to do. Again, Jesus, neither his disciples, neither one of them said that forgiving others and loving others would be easy to do. Why? Jesus know that in our flesh, we cannot do it. It would take the love of God, the power of Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit to do it. And we must do it with a sincere heart and love with the right attitude. And we must also forgive with the right attitude. That's what Jesus did. Even though he was dying on the cross, again, he asked the Father in heaven to forgive them. Why? Because they know not what they are doing. God's word also tells us very clearly, if we don't forgive those who hurt us, God cannot forgive us. I did not say that. That's what the word of God says. God's word again tells us very, very clearly, if we cannot forgive those that hurt us, if you cannot forgive someone that hurt you, listener, then how do you expect God to forgive you? It won't happen. It cannot happen that way. We have to do things decently and in order, the way God has ordered us to do it or commanded us to do it, the way that Jesus did. Sometimes we even have to forgive when we have been mistreated or been misunderstood, just like Jesus did. Again, sometimes more often than not, if you are a true born-again believer of Jesus Christ, if you really love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, sometimes, I know I personally have had to do this many times, and I'm sure that you, the listeners, some of you have had to do the same thing. Even though we know that we were right and the other person was wrong, or if they have hurt us in any way, being Christ-like, which is kind of hard to do. That's why I said sometimes it's hard to do, and we cannot do this out of our own flesh. So that's why it takes the Holy Spirit and the power of God to forgive someone when you know that they were wrong and you know that you are right. But sometimes in order to give God glory through our lives, we have to forgive others that have mistreated us or misunderstood us, just like Jesus did. So again, Jesus is our perfect example of forgiving others when we have done nothing to cause the hurt that's coming up on us from those that we supposedly love us. It is even more important to give those who mistreat us and or misunderstand us who are still spiritually blind. It is important to forgive them, especially those that are spiritually blind. Why? That may be the Christian act by you or me that could cause their spiritual eyes to become open and their spiritual heart to be open, and they realize their wrongness. And by this, they can accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Then they will become our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. So, yes, sometimes we have to bend. Sometimes we have to bite our tongues. Again, that's not easy to do in the flesh. It takes the power of God. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit. It takes the power of Jesus Christ to rule in our hearts, that we can realize that those that are spiritually blind, that's what they are. They are spiritually blind, and they do not know what they are doing. So that's why we have to forgive them. And sometimes the Lord will use that, our forgiveness of them, and they will see that. And in most cases, and in some cases, those that are spiritually blind, this is a perfect example or perfect time for them to see you demonstrating the love of Jesus Christ. When you and I forgive them, even though they know that they were wrong, they know we was right, but we still have to forgive them. Why? Because they are spiritually blind, and they know not what they do. So by us forgiving them, that one act alone could cause someone that's spiritually blind, that has mistreated you, that can cause them to ask the Lord Jesus to forgive them of their sins, and they would ask you to forgive them for treating you wrong or saying the wrong thing to you, and they would in turn open their mouth and give their hearts and life to Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. Then they will become your brother and my brother, my sister, your sister in Christ Jesus. Some say that they cannot do it. God's word say that we can. Why do we say this? Again, some people, and I've actually heard some people say that, and I'm sure that you, the listeners, you may have heard some other Christians say, I cannot forgive someone that has mistreated me, and I knew that I was right and they was wrong. I cannot forgive them. But that's your flesh talking. You refuse to do that. You don't want to do that. But God's word said that we can. We can forgive them. And how do we know this? In the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, reminds us. It reminds you, it reminds me, because I'm not exempt either. Thank God for his word. The word of God tells us in Philippians 4:13 says, we can do all things through Christ. It says I, but I'm personalizing as the body of Christ, corporate body of believers. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I'm sure someone may be asking the question, what are some examples of forgiving and loving those that have hurt us? Why? Why do I ask this question? Again, those that are still spiritually blind, those that may be weak in their faith or weak in the area of in this area of their Christian walk, we as Christians let me back up. There are some Christians that are not on the same level of faith that you may be on, that I may be on as a Christian. So that's why it's important that we, as true Christians, as true lovers of God, as true lovers of Jesus Christ, as followers and doers of Jesus, as God's word, that's why we have to be very careful, because there are some people that are still spiritually blind, and yes, there are some that are weak in their faith. When it comes down to forgiving and loving others, there are Christians that are not on the same level of faith as you and I. But we must show them love. We must forgive them. If they mistreat you or me, and we know that we are right in what we have said or done that will give God glory, then we have to pray for those individuals. We have to show them the love of Jesus Christ, and by forgiving them and showing them love. So we're going to go off the script a little bit, but we're still talking about loving and forgiving others just like Jesus would. And now I'm going to talk to the parents. For those of you that may be listening, you may be a single parent, you may be married with a household, with a husband and wife, you may have a child or children. and I'm talking from personal experience right now, and I'm sure that someone else that's listening may be able to relate to what I'm about to say, pertaining to parents, and this all goes back to the Word of God. Parents need or should be aware of how they speak or talk to their children, even about their children, at all times, not sometime, but as parents, you need to be very careful about how you speak to your children or talk down to your children or even talk about your children at all times. Parents need to stop talking down to their children. Stop telling your child or your children or saying that they are no good or they will never amount to anything good in life. That is not of Christ. That's not Christ-like. Or some parents even have said that your child was never born. I've actually heard some parents say that to their children, to their faith. I wish you were never born. That is not of God. God is not pleased with that. And what are you saying to your child when you say that you wish they were never born? Are you telling them that God made a mistake? No, God did not make a mistake. If that child was born, God has that child to be born for a reason, because God has use for that child's life, just like he has use for your life and my life, and you as a parent. That's why he has use for your life as well. But we have to be great role models for our children. Don't go around talking to your children, talking down to them. Stop telling your children, and I've heard this a lot too. Even in church, I've heard many parents say this, and I'm sure that some of you listeners may have heard it as well. Some parents still say this today. Do as I say, not as I do. Well, if you want your child to do as you say and not as you do, then what are you saying and what are you doing to the point that you have to say that to your child? Do as I say, not as I do. No, Jesus Christ, again, is our perfect example. He said greater works that we will be able to do. He did such great work here on earth in the flesh, but he knew that he was one person in a body, and he can only be in one place at one time while he was in the body. But we as Christians, as parents, those that have have children around us that we're responsible for, whether you're that parent or not of that child, if you have children in your life that you're responsible for, that you watch over, again, if you are going around telling your children that they are a mistake and you wish they were never born, do as I say, not as I do, you need to ask the Lord to forgive you. Repent of your sin. Ask the Lord to forgive you of that, from saying things like that to your children or about your child or your children. Parents need to stop cursing out and belittling your children. Parents need to stop provoking your children. Some parents provoke their children so bad, they provoke their children to wrath. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, talks about that. And we're going to look at what the Word of God has to say about that. Stop provoking your children to wrath. Again, if you have your Bibles, please turn to Ephesians, chapter 6. And we're going to see what it says to us pertaining to provoking your children. Again, Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse number 4. And we're going to read down to verse number 17. Again, coming from the King James Version of the Bible. And verse 4 says to us, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and an admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." Verse number seven says, "With good will, doing service as to the Lord, not to men, knowing that whatsoever good things any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether he be bond
or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And verse number 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I'm going to go down to verse number 18, which says, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So that's the word of God. I did not say that. This is the word of God talking about parents. If you are provoking your children, that's a sin before God, and you need to stop it. And you need to ask God to forgive you so that you won't be doing that ever again, because that's not of God. Words do have power. And even more, negative words do hurt, and they can have a long time or a permanent effect, especially on children for life. Once again, words do have power, but guess what? Negative words do hurt, and they have more power, and they can have a long time or a permanent effect, especially on children for life. If we don't apologize to our children for our ungodly actions or words towards them, then we need to do that. We need to ask God first to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, and then you need to go to your child or your children. If you have talked down to them in any way, then you know that's not of God. If you have belittled your children or your child, and you have told your child, you do as I say and not as I do, and all those type of negative things, but you know, and you have a nasty attitude while saying it, you need to seriously seek God in prayer and ask God to forgive you of those things. And then you need to go to your child or your children and ask them to forgive you as well. And then once you do that, then you need to forgive yourself. Christians today need to stop judging other Christians. Why? Because someone may not be able to quote a scripture properly, or does not dress in high-class fashion or wear expensive clothes like you or other Christians. People can feel your negative attitude or negative attitudes. Some people have more than one. Some people have a negative attitude. And then you have some people that have negative attitudes as well as other things that are negative, that's not of Christ, that's in your heart, and that people can see that you don't think they can see. Again, these type of things are not of Christ. They're not Christ-like. As Christian parents, or if you take care of children, remember, it is true in most cases, especially even today, hurt people hurt other people. A lot of people don't believe that, but it's a known fact. That is a known fact. Hurt people, in most cases, do hurt other people. Whether they realize what they're doing or not, some people that have been hurt, they do it on purpose to go around and hurt other people because they have been hurt. But that's not of God either. Yes, again, people do hurt, and some people that are hurting, they will go out of their way. Because they are hurting, they say, well, birds of a feather flock together. And if I'm hurting, I want to see somebody else hurt, and I want to see somebody else suffer too. But that's not of God. What do you see when you look at Jesus? When he was mistreated, when he was abused, and when he was scandalized and brutalized by the hands of men, do you remember what Jesus said on the cross to God the Father in heaven before he died on the cross? He said, forgive them. And he said it out of love, genuine, sincere love for them, because he knew in his heart that they did not realize what they was doing. Apparently, they did not know who Jesus really was. Because if they did, I don't think they would have done what they did. I personally have experienced being told, and I think I've mentioned this in one of my messages a couple of weeks ago, and some of you that may be listening, you may remember when I said I was being transparent on that evening when I brought forth this, what we're talking about now, about my father. As a boy, I was about 5 or 6 years old. Some of you may have experienced something similar, or even may have experienced something even worse. I don't know. But I can only talk about my personal experience. But again, I was told by my father, as a boy, I was about 5 or 6 years old, every time I saw my father, which he did not live with us in the house, but every now and then he would come by to visit, my father, he never had anything good or positive to say about me or to me. Whenever he did come over to visit, he would always tell me to my face. Again, he would always say this to me, and I remember it very clearly, just like it happened on yesterday. He would always tell me I would never be any good. He always would call me a little punk. He would go around calling me a little sissy because I was the only boy at the time before my three brothers came along later in life. But I was living in the house of my mother and my three older sisters at that time. But these are some of the types of things that he would say to me. And he would tell me I would never amount to anything. And he would stand right in front of me and say these things and then curse at me. But as a child, I remember those things. And here I am, 60 years old, and that was 52 or 54 years ago. I may be wrong, but I'm roughly guessing. But anyway, you get the idea. As long as that has been since he said that to me, it's still embedded in my mind, even though I did not allow that to affect the way that I'm walking in the Lord even today. You as parents, you as caregivers of children, that even includes me. I have a lot of nieces and nephews, a lot of great nieces and a lot of great nephews. We, as uncles and aunts, that applies to you as well. If you are a godparent, that applies to you too. We have to be very careful about what we say to children. Children are precious in the sight of God. And the Word of God says the things that you do to the least of these little ones, you do the same thing, you're doing it to me. So when you go around, you are saying negative things to your children, or to a child, whether it's your child or not, Jesus takes it personally. He's saying in his word that you might as well have said that same thing that you said to that child or to those children, you might as well have said it to me, because he takes it very personally. And you and I, we should take it personally too. When we hear an adult going around belittling children, I don't care if it's your mother or your father or your sister or your brother, if those are your nieces and nephews and you hear your sister or brother downgrading or belittling your nieces or nephews, then you should speak up. Pull that parent aside. You don't have to do it in front of the children. Pull them aside and talk to them in the form of love, the way that Jesus would, out of love and compassion, and show them the errors of their ways and let them realize what they have done, what they're doing to their children. They can have a long-term effect on their child. So it's very important as adults that we be very careful as to how we talk to children. Again, I'm talking about me. about what some of the things that I personally experienced. My father was never there to help me. He was never there to help my siblings. He was never there to help my mother raise us. And especially for the boys, me and my three brothers, he was never there to show us how to love and how to grow up and be men and do manly things and how to grow up and be fathers, good fathers, fathers that love their children, but fathers that love God first, and how to love their spouse, that love their wives. The things that a father should do if he loves his children, truly loves his children, especially those that have boys, a father needs to be there to show their boys, their young men, the things of life in the right way, in a godly way, showing them how to grow up and develop, again, how to grow up to be men, especially how to be men of God. In order to have true peace that only can come from God, we must love and forgive from our hearts, just like Jesus did. Again, in order to have true peace that only comes from God, we must love and forgive from our hearts, just like Jesus did. Again, Jesus is our perfect example. The Word of God tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 5, talks about this. It says, but he was pierced, talking about Jesus, but he was pierced for our transgressions, and by his wounds are we healed. By his wounds we are healed. So, yes, when we have been mistreated by others, when others have lied on us, when others have persecuted us and said things about us falsely, especially for the sake of kingdom building and for Christ's sake, we have to forgive them. Even though it hurts, we have to forgive them. That's what Jesus did. Again, he's our perfect example. Again, he did not say it would be easy, but look what he went through for you and for me on the cross. Even though he did no wrong, but look what he went through for you and I, so that we can be redeemed, so we can have a chance to enter heaven and be with our Heavenly Father throughout eternity. And I would also like to include, and while we're talking about this, I've even have personally experienced pastors that I have come across in my life. I don't know about you, but we were talking about parents earlier, but now I'm talking about within the body of Christ. I have even had pastors come to me. I've had some pastors, I would not dare call their names, but God knows who they are. I've had some pastors come to me in so many different times. I've had pastors come to me and try to bribe me to be become a deacon, because they wanted to try to manipulate me and have full control over me. I've had pastors to lie on me. Not only pastors, but I've had members of the church and the body of Christ to tell lies on me. I'm sure, again, I'm not the only one. Some of you may have experienced some of the same things. And this all really goes back to, not only have I've had pastors do wrong things to me and say wrong things to me, it goes back to my father. Yet, just like he did, I was mistreated by him, not only me, but my siblings as well. I have been mistreated by some church members, and church hurt can hurt worse than almost any kind of hurt that you can imagine, being hurt by someone that said they loved Jesus Christ. But you know what I had to do? I had to forgive those pastors, just like I forgave my father, even though we never had the discussion about some of the things that he said to me as a boy. Now is not the time, because he's on his sick bed. He's dealing with stage 4 cancer. But I know that the Lord is dealing with him. See, I thank God for my mother. She taught us that we have to be careful. Not only me, but you, listener, you have to be careful too. My mother told us when we was growing up, and it's still true today, you may have heard this phrase yourself, be careful how you treat people. You never know who may have to bring you a glass of water. You and I never know who may have to come tend to us, come and give us food, or even to come and clean us. We don't know that. Only God knows that. So that's why it's important that we treat everyone right. That's why it's important and so vital that even when we have been mistreated, even when we have been wrong, yes, it's hard to do in the flesh. I do admit that because it took me a long time. Some of you may be dealing with it now, but it took me to, in sincere prayer, to be able to get to the point where I am now, to be able to forgive my father, which I have done. Thank you, Jesus. And also forgive those pastors and forgive church members that have tried to hurt me, and some have hurt me emotionally and in some ways tried to hurt me spiritually. But I thank God for who he is, and I stand on the word of God. And I pray that you are standing on God's words too. So in order to maintain and keep the peace that we have that only comes from God, we have to forgive others. Again, when they mistreat us or misuse us, if we say we are Christ-like, then why don't you do just like Jesus did? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not you, you're not me. But I'm just trying to instill something into your spirit on tonight, that if you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, yes, you too have to sometimes, you know, ask the Lord to help you to forgive those that have hurt you, those that have mistreated you, and they knew what they was doing before they did it. And some of them do it on purpose. So we have to forgive them, and then we have to keep on moving toward and walking in our God purpose, because that's what the enemy does. He still works through family members to divide households, ministries, families, marriages, communities, even nations, by our words. Again, words have power. Negative words hurt even more. So we have to be very careful about the words that we allow to come out of our mouths while we are in our flesh, and we may be angry with someone or upset with someone, or we are hurting. And so because I'm hurting, I want to see someone else hurt too. That is not of God. So again, it takes the power of God. It takes the power of Jesus Christ. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to truly love and forgive those that have hurt us. And we cannot do it in our flesh. And because if we try to do it of our flesh, it would never happen. Because that's what the enemy, he tried to work through our flesh too, to the point that we refuse to forgive those that have hurt us. And we refuse to forgive those that have mistreated us. And that's a trick of the enemy. So whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Again, the word of God says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. So stand on that word, knowing that even though you may have been hurt by someone, it may be a family member, it may be a husband or a wife, it may be a pastor, it may be a bishop, it may be a coworker or a neighbor or a dear friend, someone that you thought was your friend, whoever it is that have hurt you or misunderstood you, forgive them so that you can have the peace of God in your heart, so that somebody, again, that's maybe spiritually blind, because that we are the examples. And some people are looking at us as Christians, and the first thing they would say, oh, Brother Brown, I thought you was a Christian. Well, why you can't forgive that person that hurt you? But they are still spiritually blind, remember. But they are still watching you, and they're watching me. And they're saying, okay, if you said you were saved and you're trying to be Christ-like, well, they do know enough scripture to put in your right in front of your face and let you know that, well, Jesus was on the cross. He was dying. He was mistreated. He was misused. But guess what he did? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But yet, you said you're Christ-like, but you can't find the power or the strength to forgive anybody. You cannot find the strength or the power to love those that have mistreated you or hurt you in any way or any form or fashion. So, yes, those that are spiritually blind, those that do not know Jesus Christ, yes, they are watching you, they are watching me. Again, they said that you said, they'll tell us real quick, you said you are saved in Jesus' name, but you can't forgive anybody. But that's not Christ-like. So, again, that's why I say it's important that we forgive and we love and forgive everybody. Because when that person that's spiritually blind, that may be the key to cause them to give their life to Jesus Christ by watching you forgive someone that has misused you, and you knew that you was right and they was wrong, but you forgave them anyhow, and you did it out of love, just like Jesus did. So that's the word for tonight. That's the message for tonight. I pray that someone has received this word on tonight. I pray that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight. And I pray that we all take self-examination of our own lives to make sure that our lives lines up with the word of God. And that we, even when we know that we are right and we have been wrong, that we can do just like Jesus, say the same words, forgive them, Heavenly Father, for they know not what they do, and do it with the right attitude and the right spirit. And they will feel that, and they will know that you mean it from your heart. So I pray again that you have received this word on tonight, and that's the word for tonight. I pray that God has been glorified through this word, and this word has been helpful to someone. And after hearing this word, that you're going to be a greater asset to the kingdom of God after hearing this word, and that you're not just going to be a hearer only, but you're going to be a doer of God's word, and you're going to go out, and you're going to start forgiving, and you're going to start loving those that have hurt you just like they hurt Jesus. Well, I pray that, again, that you was blessed by the word, and that's the message for tonight. Well, as we get ready to close out for tonight, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, within the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you that your word has power, and you said that you have no respecter of person. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who is our perfect example of how of showing how to love and forgive those that have hurt us. So we ask, Lord, that you would move by your spirit on tonight, and that this word would resonate and touch the hearts of those that listen and heard this word on tonight. If for any reason any of those that have heard this word on tonight have been hurt or been misused by anyone, that they can go to that person or person and ask to be forgiven by them, even though that they know they are right, so that the Christ in them can be seen by everyone. And most of all, that you would be glorified. So now, Lord, we ask that you would continue to have your way in the life of each listener on tonight, moved by your spirit in their lives. We pray, Lord, that you would grant them the desires of their hearts. And then, Father, again, we thank you for your word, for we know your word is true. And we just bless your name on tonight because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have all power and heaven and earth is in your hands. And we know that peace, true and real peace, only comes from you. And we just thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for life. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for traveling grace throughout this day, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your ministering angels that watches over us even while we slumber and sleep. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your sufficient grace. So now, Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise again for who you are. And we just ask that you continue to have your way in the life of us. That you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, that's the word for tonight. I pray that you would have been blessed by the word on tonight. Until the next time, we're going to continue to give God glory, honor, and praise. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Your life for me. praise. I give you praise.
I will rejoice. Almighty Savior, come on, my soul loves thee.